Mrs. Dr. Selden.
Good morning. Yes, indeed, as the other Dr. Selden just said, life is a gift. I've been asked to speak today about the illness, which many of you know I suffer from. Well, not about the illness, actually, really about the sort of outcomes. And I wanted to tie it in to something which is at the heart of Wellington College, which is the idea of resilience, because this is certainly something which has brought to the fore the need for resilience. And of course, there are many people in the college who are affected either directly or indirectly by serious illnesses such as cancer, which touch so many families. So I hope what I have to say might be of help. I was diagnosed in June 2011 with a rather unusual cancer called neuroendocrine tumour, also known as carcinoid syndrome. I was assured when I was diagnosed that it is a non-aggressive cancer. It grows very, very slowly. My consultant calls it indolent, and it can be managed and controlled. But there is no cure. You know, you've always got it with you. It was described to me as like having a chronic illness, which sounded just about okay, but I have discovered, as have my pupils and my long-suffering colleagues in the English department, that chronic illness means you spend quite a lot of time in hospital, often unexpectedly. But what I wanted to talk about today really was why this experience, which terrifies so many of us, just the thought of it, hasn't been wholly negative. I found amazing strength in myself, which I just didn't know was there. The horror of the diagnosis, I had no inkling I had cancer. I've always led a very, very healthy lifestyle. I come from a long-lived family, but there we are. I remember vividly the moment of diagnosis when, apparently this happens to many people, suddenly colours were brighter. It was a June day, the flowers were brighter. I was actually in a training session in P&R on learning how to teach theory of knowledge, and the stripes on the shirts of the colleagues sitting opposite. It was wonderful. I'd never seen such a beautiful shirt in my life. But that, the complications, the sheer inconvenience of the whole experience, is something which I've quite surprised myself with how I've managed to cope. I mean, if someone had said to me a few years ago, you are going to have to give yourself injections, I'd have thought, no, I can't do that. I hate needles. But, you know, when you have to do something, you just do it. I've also found the most amazing strength in others. For example, in my 91-year-old mother. I mean, that must be the worst thing that can happen to a parent, to learn that your child is seriously ill. Indeed, that you might even outlive your child. And she has shown such courage. I've been so impressed. It's brought me closer to my family, to my husband, to our three children, to my two sisters. The experience I've had, and it's been intensified since I became ill, it's been infused with, above all, with love. And I've realized how blessed I am in my friends, and here at Wellington, how blessed I am in this wonderful, supportive community. For example, when I came out of hospital at the beginning of this term, colleagues and partners' colleagues, they've been doing shopping for me, they keep on turning up with food for me to eat, drive me to hospital appointments. I hope you realize, I'm sure you do, what a very special place this is, and what a wonderfully warm and loving community this is. We love it here, and this is certainly one aspect of Wellington I'm really going to miss. Of course, also, there are people who don't know how to cope with my illness. They're frightened, they're embarrassed. There aren't many of them, but we have lost two or three friends along the way. It's certainly something that concentrates the mind when you're drawing up a list of guests, as we're doing at the moment for our daughter's wedding next year. So it really is an experience which I'd say teaches you a lot about yourself. It teaches you a lot about other people. You're learning all the time. You learn what you want to do with the rest of your life. I mean, after all, we make assumptions about how our lives are going to pan out. And then everything suddenly is different, and we have to, as everybody says, it's a bit of a cliche, but it's true, we have to work out what really matters in life and how we're going to spend the time we have left. You also learn a lot about illness. I mean, I haven't done any science since I studied biology O-level, as GCSE was called in those days. But I've learned an incredible amount about how the human body works. I remember when I was doing biology O-level, my friend Jane and I invented a boyfriend for her sister called Billy Rubin. My Billy Rubin has been extremely mischievous. He's really come home to roost. I've also learned a great deal about the effect of drugs on the body, because I'm on a lot of medication, and it is really quite frightening. And actually, following on from what Dr. Selden was just saying, the less of these things you can get into your body, the better. Anyone who is using drugs, who's not doing it for illness, is completely crazy. You also need to prepare for the end. And this is something, I suppose, that a diagnosis like cancer helps you to do, because it brings you face to face with your mortality. I don't want to leave untidiness behind me, so I've drawn up a new will. I've written what's known as an ethical will for our three children, handwritten. Just advice, really, on what I feel I've learned in my life and how I can best suggest to them to make the most out of their lives and be happy. I enjoy writing, and I thought, well, I haven't got time necessarily to hang around waiting for an agent to season my work and find me a publisher, so I've created a website with my writing on it. Things that can be downloaded onto a Kindle. I've written children's books for the grandchildren I might never see. I've got sort of limited editions of just 25 copies, which were illustrated by a former pupil of mine at Brighton College for sort of three different age groups, and I had them sort of nicely bound, because after all, what, you know, you want to leave something other than money, so I thought this is really something of myself, even if I never meet them. I've even, this sounds a little bit maudlin, I've planned my memorial service. I was sitting in hospital with time on my hands, and I thought, this is like my final lesson plan. Not just the music and the readings, but why I'd chosen them and who I wanted to read them. And it also helps those who are left behind. At least they know they're giving me the kind of send-off I'd like. I've also learned a lot about the wonderful work that doctors and nurses do. I've met so many interesting people who work in, I'm at the Royal Marsden for my treatment. These wonderful stories, some nurses who are extremely well educated and intelligent actually, who've decided not to go into the medical profession, but to be nurses because they want that contact with the patients. And I feel how fortunate we are to live in an age when actually so many amazing treatments are available. I go into the Royal Marsden now. I've been there so many times. I know everybody, they know me, we greet each other by name. You know, this is another aspect of the whole experience which actually is remarkably positive. And something else it's brought me is an appreciation of my religion. As some of you will know, I'm Jewish. And in Judaism, there is a great emphasis on the here and now, not on the afterlife, but this life we have on earth. It's all about living in the presence. And Judaism, well, in our prayer book, we have so many blessings for any number of different occasions. And this, of course, again, ties in with part of the Wellington philosophy of well-being, which is the idea of gratitude, that if we are grateful, we are happy. I start every day, as I get out of bed, I say Ani Moda, which in Hebrew means I am grateful. Just starting the day in a positive frame of mind. And just still tying in with Wellington ideas, people talk about us teaching happiness here, and I think, well, I can't be happy now, can I? I've got cancer. But actually, you know, the remarkable thing is there are many moments when I realise I am happy. I am very happy, and I suppose a lot of this comes out of what I was talking about earlier, and a lot of it to do with this sense of the many blessings I have and the love and the friendship I share. And I suppose the final message I leave with you now is, yes, make the most of every minute. Realise all the blessings that you have. And when bad things happen to you, and bad things are going to happen to you, just try to count the blessings, to look for that strength in yourself to deal with whatever life may bring you, and the strength, the support, and the love of those around you, which I can assure you are always there for all of you. Thank you.